Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week we have a world album premiere featuring Cameron Molloy, well-known Moncton area singer, songwriter, has been for many years. You could call him a veteran of the music scene in Atlantic Canada at the ripe old age of 18. Lyric Journal is a labor of love, and Cameron is going to join us in a few minutes to let us know how it all came together for him. First, a couple of tunes from the Lyric Journal album. This is Music Mends the Soul on Atlantic Access.
I grew up listening to old 45s with classics on the stereo. The music played all night. It's where I learned of heartbreak and of liquor to kill the burn. For when you are alone with nowhere to turn. Years old, shredding my first six string, dreaming a big gold crowd, screaming when I sing, rocking out to classics like the Beatles and the Stones. If music's my heartbeat, the rhythm runs through my bones. I was born with a melody ringing, harmonies in my the symphony singing. Difference is a sign, it brings people together. If music is healing, music mends their soul. Countless hours putting pen to paper, writing out love songs, or thrashing my heartbreaker. But when it's said and done, we're all playing for the fame. Not a care for the consequence, we'll never face the shame. I was born with a melody ringing, harmonies in my head, I've got the symphony singing. Difference is a sign, it brings people together. If music is healing, music mends this soul. I was born with a melody ringing, harmonies in my head, I've got the symphony singing. Difference is a sign, it brings people together. If music is healing, music mends their soul. Yeah, fighting for the soul. Light shimmers down the still of the night, stormed out in a fight. Wind ripples through the trees, he's walking the road to the unknown. The boy loves a girl. Wandering endlessly, words hit the air, ones that he spared. Makes his way to a shore, skipping rocks, deep in his thoughts. The boy loves a girl. Chasing a feeling, wants to know the feeling. Two worlds are colliding, one crumbles down, one saving sound. His world is dividing. Where'd he go wrong? How to move on? She's a shadow he could never grasp. Everything collapsed, 'cause the boy loves a girl. Down in the sand, pleading to stars, he cries from afar. She's blowing up his phone. Are you okay? We'll be together someday. He still loves the girl. Gathers up his heart, stumbles to her door, knees drop to the floor. Weary eyes meet her face, he trembles for words, says, "Is this for sure?" He still loves the girl. Chasing a feeling, gotta know the feeling. Two worlds are colliding. One crumbles down, one safe and sound. His world is dividing. Where'd he go wrong? How to move on? She's the shadow he could never grasp. Everything collapsed. One thing left to ask, does the girl love the boy? Like the boy loves the girl.
A Boy Loves a Girl from Cameron Malloy, and before that we heard Music Mends the Soul, So True, all taken from his brand new album, Lyric Journal, and we're chatting with the man himself, Cameron Malloy, right here. Congratulations on the album, Cameron.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun to make and a lot of hard work, and I'm glad it's finally out.
Probably a long time coming. Some of these songs have been kicking around for a while.
Yeah, I think the oldest one's probably about 5 years old, and I'm only 18, so that's most of my life.
Well, we just heard one, I think, A Boy Loves a Girl. I've heard you do that now quite a few times.
Yeah, I think I wrote that one maybe 2-3 years ago, I'd say. A lot of love songs, because I write from experience, and that one was about a heartbreak.
Cameron Malloy has been a well-known singer in these parts. I seem to recall you at a young age doing your first fundraisers and your first benefit shows and that type of a thing. How many years ago was that? Did that result in you getting the music bug, I wonder, or did you already have it at that point?
To be honest with you, I started singing at 3 years old, and I had this little plastic guitar that I always got from my aunt for Christmas because I loved guitars and I wanted to be the next Hendrix, a rock star. But then when I turned 8 years old, I finally got my first guitar. I started performing at a local coffee shop because my guitar teacher thought I should start going, and that was Damascus Coffee Shop in Riverview. He used to have open mic. So that's kind of where I first started performing. I got the first bug, and then ever since then, I've just been trying to expand on my experience and playing anywhere as I can, and I've made my roots in the ground, and now I can just grow. And now the older I get, the more I just adore performing, and any excuse I have to pull out a guitar, I'm pulling it out.
So that's where the love of performing comes from, but at some point there came that other gift, I guess you could call it, other talent, which is the songwriter in you. I mean, yeah. To sing is one thing, but to be able to write one's own songs, that's kind of a special whammy right there. Where did you notice that you had that happening?
Believe it or not, it's kind of crazy to think of now, but when I was younger, I didn't really know too many songs, and I knew a couple chords that my dad taught me on guitar, and first thing I actually did was I took these chords and I threw down these awful, awful lyrics, but that's the best you could get at 8 years old.
Right.
And so I actually started writing songs before I knew any songs. I knew Smoke on the Water, and then I knew my first song that I ever wrote. And since then, I just go to songwriter's workshop, and I try to collaborate with as many people as possible.
So were you a lyricist first, do you think? Like writing like maybe little poems or whatever, or was it writing the actual melodies?
don't know. I feel like it was more of the melody, because whenever I write, it's always melody first and then come the lyrics. And I think back then I wasn't too much of a lyricist.
Not a whole lot of life experience when you're 8 years old. No. You mentioned family a lot and how they support you through the whole thing. And the next song we're going to play from lyric journal is Family Ties. I presume that's kind of a nod to that side of your personality and the family vibe.
Yeah, so that was actually a song that was given by a good friend of mine, Marco Rocca. And it's one thing that he wrote, and he was like, it's not really my style, and I feel like it represents you so much. And then so I got a hold of it, and I tweaked it, and I just feel it really represents the album, because everything that I've done so far, everything where I've come from and where I've gone, my family has been behind me the whole time, and I know that no matter how far I go, they will always have my back and my support.
This is Family Ties from the album Lyric Journal. We're talking with Cameron Malloy on Atlantic Access.
Bones, when it feels right, when it feels wrong, it's not something that you learn, it just goes along, it comes along. There's a family in my song, down the road we travel on. Together, that's what we do. Oh, I'll always be a friend in you. Won't think about the times we miss, cause when we are together it feels like this. Good days and eventual lows, don't talk about it but we all know. More to truth than seeking out lies. We keep it all together with the family ties. Keep it all together with the family ties. It's a memory that you store. You can buy the time by giving more. It's not going to slow down. I can see ahead. You should know by now. I could carry you this way. Make it up another day. That's what we do. I will always be a friend in you. Won't think about the times we miss, cause when we are together it feels like this. Good days and eventual lows, don't talk about it but we all know. More to truth than seeking out lies. We keep it all together with the family ties. Keep it all together with the family ties. Travel on. We'll see each other before too long. We stayed together thick and thin. Brought you every single place that I've been. Won't think about the times we missed, cause when we are together it feels like this. Good days and eventual lows, don't talk about it but we'll know. More to truth than seeking out lies. We keep it all together with the family ties. Keep it all together with the family ties. Keep it all together with the family ties.
I go when I can't sleep, strumming heartstrings like my
is when I'm with you and I can't sleep. Storming down these lonely foreign roads, who's this drunk standing in my clothes, passing the time, smoking a cigarette, cause of Kim's hurt less, thinking of you when I can't sleep. Strawberry heartstring, like my cold, you let it ring, playing my last chord, baby don't ignore why my tears is hit the floor amongst the mess. The only time I rest is when I'm with you and I can't sleep. Why can't I? Can someone tell me why? You got me up all night and I can't sleep. Strumming heartstring, like my call, you let it ring. Playing my last chord, baby, don't ignore why my tears is hit the floor amongst the mess.
Cameron Malloy from the album Lyric Journal, and When I Can't Sleep. We're kind of doing, I guess you could call it a world premiere, a global debut here on the podcast this weekend, speaking with Cameron. So When I Can't Sleep, that's a real, almost rocker for you. That's that's kind of pushing the envelope a little bit.
Yeah, that's, I wanted something, well, I've always known that song was upbeat, and it's very, not really different from me, but a lot of my songs are very stripped down, and guitar and emotional, and that one, I just wanted to pack a punch, and so did my producer Mike Oz, and it's actually, I would say, the quickest and the loudest one on the album.
Yeah, no, it smokes, man. I really dig it. It took a while for you to decide on a producer. You're a very careful artist. Everything you seem to do, it's calculated, whether it's choosing to perform someplace, the songs you write, okay, the way you perform, like the whole thing. So the selection of a producer for this first album must have been a meticulous process also.
Oh, yeah, it took a while. Like, I've been planning to, I guess, follow up my EP, which I did when I was 12, ever since I finished it. We've been searching around for studios, and we're looking at different producers, and we talked to a whole bunch of people. I was actually settled with a great producer by the name of Jamie Robinson, who works a lot with these big artists like Dave Gunning. It took a while, and I wanted something now, and then Mike was just the perfect fit for me. He had a great vision, and he just let me kind of take the ropes in my own project, which I absolutely love. Absolutely incredible experience, learning experience, and I'm so happy with the product.
You know, you're very much a modern-day troubadour, the singing minstrel. Do you kind of see yourself as that kind of an entertainer? Where would you like to go from here?
Well, my dream has always been to perform anywheres and everywheres, and I don't care where it is, as long as I'm happy and I'm able to put food on my table, I'm cool with that. Right now I'm setting my sight on, you know, just trying to get my name out there, trying to do everything that I possibly can, any opportunity, just kind of play my way around and have fun with it.
Another song that I think has been in repertoire for quite some time, we're going to spin here next, it's called The Haze. Mm-hmm. I think it's your first emphasis track, too, from the Lyric Journal album.
Yeah.
You kind of released it in social media circles a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Why choose that one? What's so special about The Haze?
I sat down with Mike, and we looked over the album, and we listened to it through and through a bunch of times, and we just thought that one was a great introduction to the whole theme of the album, which is very acoustic, very stripped down, and we just thought that one was one of the standouts.
Are you looking at a busy few months ahead, especially in the summertime, things falling into place?
Yeah, of course. I'm always looking for opportunities.
Where can people find you online? Where are the different places where people can look you up?
Yeah, well, there's my website, which is www.cameronmalloy.com. If you do go there, you can find all my handles for all my social media, so my Instagram, my Facebook, my YouTube, and it's all there on my website and pretty much on any social media service. If you just type in Cameron Malloy, you'll find me.
I'll Write You a Song is coming up. This is The Haze on Atlantic Access.
There once was a pretty girl who's parents while they're free. Her eyes shone brighter than the stars against the sea. Who is she to notice me? Her smile would enlighten everyone around. The voice of an angel, she had a beautiful sound. Who is she to notice me? Just a long lost memory. But when she looked at me, butterflies flew out. She stole in my heart at the first touch of her mouth. Everything was blurred, but she was clear. My one and only light to see through the haze. Everything was good, there was a few ups and downs. But she was my princess, I kept her safe and sound. Who was she to notice me? The times we had, was it all pretend? Like everything good, we reached the deep end. Who was she to notice me? Just a long lost memory. But when she looked at me, butterflies flew out. She stole in my heart at the first touch of her mouth. Everything was blurred, but she was clear. My one and only light to see through the haze. I stand asking to you, will our paths cross? Will it be brand new? Classic pickup line that makes her laugh. Here's to new beginnings, forgotten past. Next thing I know, we are dancing really slow. We are trading moves, acting like some fools. With your hand on my chest to whisper in my ear, let's go for a drive and get out of here. And we'll dance around with the radio on, singing the words to every single song hearing tonight. Spin you around, then pull you close, hold you there till the night is over. Then it won't take long before I'll write you a song. No, I'm going too fast down a country road. And we've got no care where we're gonna go. Drive till we're out of gas, lay under the stars. Living for today. And we'll dance around with the radio on, singing the words to every single song we're hearing tonight. Spin you around, then pull you close, hold you there till the night is over. Then it won't take long. No, it won't take long. Before I write you this song, I'll get your number. Please answer my call.
On Atlantic Access, that's I'll Write You a Song from Cameron Malloy and his debut album, Lyric Journal. The Atlantic Access podcast is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus, mobile DJ and media relations division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Continuing in the singer-songwriter realm, Daniel LeBlanc has our bonus track this week. Daniel recently released a video on Facebook of this song in hopes of reaching out with people who are battling addictions issues, as well as her family and friends. A song of hope and healing. This is Addicted from Daniel LeBlanc on Atlantic Access.
You got addicted to the things you thought you wanted, so you made up your mind, leaving everything behind. But the time just ain't right. God knows, He knows when the time is right. He's got a greater plan for you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're doing, knows what you're thinking, knows how you're feeling. See, the meaning of life on earth is very simple. It's all about the love, like the one that we once knew. Thought time would make things right. God knows, He knows when the time is right. He's got a greater plan. Going through, He knows what you're doing, knows what you're thinking, knows how you're feeling. That's how you feel, that's how you feel. I understand, I understand. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.